Hello, you're listening to Speaking of History, the podcast with a focus on education, technology, and history.
Luckiest man on the face of the earth.
Japanese attack on Pearl Harbor.
Ask what you can do for your country.
I have a dream today.
This would have fighting power.
Hello. Welcome to Speaking of History. My name is Eric Langhorst, and I'm an 8th grade American history teacher in Liberty, Missouri. You're listening to a podcast with a focus on education, technology, and history. Today's podcast is episode number 207, and I'm recording this on February 10th, 2010. Well, as I'm recording this tonight, I'm in the comforts of my warm basement in Liberty, Missouri, thinking about friends and people that I know on the East Coast that are receiving their second large snowstorm of the month. So I hope that everybody on the East Coast is doing fine tonight. And we are nearing the middle of February, which means two things. We're nearing Valentine's Day, and for history geeks, we're also nearing the birthdays of Lincoln and Washington, so we're getting ready for President's Day. So tonight, I wanted to do a special podcast, a giveaway podcast for all my loyal listeners, and tie that in with the President's Day theme as well. And I'm going to do so tonight with the help of my friends from the American Experience. If you are a history teacher, you're probably familiar with the American Experience series from PBS that comes out of Boston, WGBH. And the people at American Experience emailed me earlier in the week and said, hey, we've got some extra copies of our DVD set, The Presidents, and if you'd like to give one away on the podcast, we'd be happy to send you one and give it away to a listener. So I thought a little bit about how I could do that, and going to come up with a little contest, and someone listening will come away with this amazing DVD set from the American Experience. If you are a history teacher, I would encourage you to check out the American Experience website, and I will have the link there on the blog. But in addition, if you're a history teacher, I'd encourage you to also sign up for their email newsletter. I can remember watching the American Experience back when I was just beginning to think about teaching history, and I was, you know, still like a junior and senior in high school. I can remember in college watching some different episodes. There's one particular episode that really still stands out in my mind, and it was a Pearl Harbor episode, and I used it for a couple years when I taught about World War II. And, of course, one of the things that I love about the American Experience is that so many of them are narrated by David McCullough. Longtime listeners of the podcast know that I am a huge fan of David McCullough, and his narration makes a lot of these specials just really pop out. But all the specials are amazing. There's tons of topics. They have an incredible website. Some of the episodes you can watch entirely online. So just amazing, amazing stuff from American Experience. So number one, check out the website link that I'm going to have on the Speaking of History blog. And then also sign up for the email newsletter. You find out a little bit of information about what's coming up on the American Experience, which is great. So you know when to kind of look forward to the things that really interest you or maybe you can use in class. So what they've given me today to give away is their DVD set. And it's entitled The Presidents. And it is 15 CDs, basically biographies of various presidents. I've got the set here in front of me. It includes, I believe, 35 hours of content, information on Theodore Roosevelt, Woodrow Wilson, FDR, Truman, the Kennedys, LBJ, Nixon, Jimmy Carter, Reagan, and George Herbert Walker Bush. So I'm giving away a set of these. The retail value, I think, is about $125 or $130, so pretty nice prize to give away. So I do really appreciate the American Experience thinking of me, and I'm going to talk a little bit about how you can win that here. I thought it'd be neat as we neared President's Day to think about which president you'd most like to meet. And I know we've kind of, I've talked about this before on different episodes. If you had the opportunity to, you know, sit down with so many historical figures, who would they be? What I'd like to propose tonight is if you could meet one president at a local coffee shop, Starbucks, whatever, and sit down and have a nice little half-hour conversation with the president, which president would you choose? and why. And I thought of this about a day or two ago, and I've been thinking about a couple of different presidents that I'd really like to meet. And even though it seems a little bit cliche, I think that I would probably choose George Washington. When I visited Mount Vernon about 3 years ago, for some reason I've just been captivated by George Washington since, and I've enjoyed reading about his life. I've enjoyed just kind of gathering as much information as I can about George Washington. And the topic that I would most like to sit down and talk to George Washington about, because, you know, again, if you have like a half an hour, you know, what are you going to talk to, you know, somebody like George Washington about? I would ask him specifically about what it was like the night of the crossing. That's one of the things that I love, absolutely love to teach in my American history classes to eighth graders. The whole role of the underdog, you know, George Washington really, you know, being up against the wall, his men are probably going to leave, you know, once their enlistments are up, and he, you know, comes up with this amazing, crazy plan to attack the Hessians. So I'd probably ask him quite a few questions about that night specifically, you know, why he made that decision and how he came across that decision and, you know, what it was like getting everybody across and, you know, marching to Trenton and those kinds of things. So I think if I could focus on one particular aspect of his life, I'd probably ask him about that. And then maybe if I could sneak in a couple questions about the Constitutional Convention as well. That must have been an amazing scene to see how they came to the Constitution that we have and all the different debates and things that people said. So I think I'd probably ask him a couple questions about that. Now, a close second in my presidents that I would ask out for coffee would probably be Truman. I would love to sit down with Truman. Of course, he's kind of a local figure here in Liberty, Missouri. His presidential library is just down the road in Independence. He spent a little bit of time in Liberty at various times. But I would love to sit down and talk to Truman about two things. First of all, what it was like when he found out about the atomic bomb, when they sat him down and, you know, explained that they've been working on this weapon and, you know, trying to grasp the power of what this nuclear weapon would do. And then second, of course, the decision about dropping the bomb on Japan to effectively end World War II. So I would love to talk to him about those two aspects of being president. And Truman's always fascinated me. Again, you know, I read David McCullough's biography, and that kind of sparked a lot of interest. But the whole concept of the reluctant president, you know, he never really envisioned himself being president. He wasn't particularly happy being president, but I think that he did an amazing job in what he did. So I think I'd probably like to sit down and talk with Truman as well. But I guess my first choice would be George Washington. So just kind of curious who you would sit down and talk to. You've got the choice of any president. And the way that we'll choose a winner to give away this DVD set is on the blog for this particular podcast. If you could leave a comment and tell us two things. First of all, which president would you like to sit down and talk to? If you had a 30-minute conversation with any of the presidents, living or dead. And then also, number two, if you could tell us what topic you'd really like to talk to that president about. So kind of narrow it down a little bit about one specific thing, one specific event that you would like to ask that president about. And then if you could put your name and your just your city, if you're from, you know, Seattle, Washington, if you're from New York, New York, whatever, just put your full name and then your city down. And I'm going to do this and keep it open until February 23rd. So I'll wait till after George Washington's birthday. And on February 23rd, I will put all the people that listed the president and an event they'd like to talk about. And I will put them all in a hat, and I'll have one of my daughters draw it out, either my 2-year-old or my 6-year-old. And they'll select one. And then on the 23rd, I will contact whoever the lucky winner is, and or I'll put it on the website, I'm sorry, I'll put it on the blog, and then I'll let them go ahead and contact me if their information's not on their login. And then I'll go ahead and send you this DVD set. So it's an amazing set. I'm sure that anybody could use it in their classroom, and also just for general use at home, just being able to watch some of these amazing biographies about various presidents. So So that's what I have today for our giveaway for President's Day. Don't forget to go to the blog. It's at www.speakingofhistory.com and leave a comment on this blog. It's podcast number 207. And even if I do a podcast between now and February 23rd, you can leave your comment, and I will choose from everybody that's commented at the morning of February 23rd. So go ahead and get your name in, and you got a pretty good shot at winning an amazing prize. And again, I thank the people at the American Experience, Jen Holmes and Sean Clary. So thank you for thinking of me. And as always, you can always leave a question, comment. You can send me an email at speakingofhistory@gmail.com. So until next time, remember, history is so much more than just a bunch of boring old dead guys. We'll talk again soon. Good night. The Speaking of History podcast is produced by Eric Langhorst, an 8th grade American history teacher at South Valley Junior High in Liberty, Missouri. This podcast has a Creative Commons Attribution non-commercial license. Show notes, links, videos, and pictures are available at www.speakingofhistory.blogspot.com. Music used in the intro and close is Technotrip, a track by Sounds Abound. You can learn more about their royalty-free music for schools at their website, www.soundzabound.com. Comments or questions about the podcast are always welcome, and you can contact Eric at speakingofhistory@gmail.com. Thanks for listening, and please remember, history is so much more than just a bunch of boring old dead guys.